It's 2. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The Pentagon now says it's seeing reports of a balloon over Latin America. Spokesman General Pat Ryder says they assess it as another Chinese surveillance balloon. This after a spy balloon was spotted over Montana yesterday. It's now over Missouri. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's pulled the plug on his planned visit to China as a result.
The PRC's decision to take this action on the eve of my planned visit is detrimental to the substantive discussions that we were prepared to have.
The balloon's flying at about 60,000 feet, well above commercial airspace, and the Pentagon says it's not a threat. Another Memphis police officer fired for his involvement in Tyree Nichols' violent arrest.
The Memphis Police Department reveals it is departmentally charged and terminated Preston Hemphill, a white officer who confronted Tyree Nichols during the traffic stop that led to his death. Explaining the 29-year-old officer violated multiple department policies, including allegedly deploying his taser during the confrontation. 5 other officers who are black, seen in body cam footage beating and pepper spraying the 29-year-old black motorist, were fired and charged with second-degree murder.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The department says multiple officers are under investigation for policy violations. President Biden speaking in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Committee winter meeting, making a promise to take action on assault weapons in light of the recent mass shooting.
We need to ban assault weapons and limit the number of bullets that can be in a magazine. I did it once before as a United States Senator. We'll do it again.
An assault weapons ban is unlikely to pass a Republican-controlled House. In a reversal of policy put in place in 2021, the state of California won't make children get the COVID vaccine to attend schools. The nation's most populous state plans to formally end its COVID emergency order at the end of the month. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
At the trial of Alec Murdaugh, prosecutors claim the former South Carolina lawyer killed his wife and son to distract from financial crimes they say were catching up with him.
Among his alleged financial crimes, Murdaugh is accused of pocketing millions of dollars in insurance settlement money intended for the family of his longtime housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield. She died in 2018 after Murdaugh claimed she tripped over his dog on the front steps of his home. Murdaugh allegedly offered to help the woman's family through the claim process, but deposited the money in a bank account labeled with his name, followed ironically by the word forge. The defense argues that Murdaugh's alleged financial crimes have no bearing on the double murder trial.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Without the jury present, the judge heard from a banker who discussed Murdaugh's unpaid loans. Dallas police say a man's been arrested in the case of the 2 monkeys that were taken from the Dallas Zoo. Police say Davian Irvin has been charged with several counts of animal cruelty and burglary. Auto experts delivering some advice as frigid temperatures set in some parts of the country.
Old Man Winter gives the cold shoulder to millions in the Northeast.
We have had this incredibly warm January.
That could change, says AAA's Mary McGuire.
A lot of people haven't had trouble starting their cars, and they may have trouble Friday and Saturday.
Check on your battery. Starting an engine in cold temperatures can take up to twice as much current under normal conditions. Kick those tires. Air pressure drops for every 10-degree drop in temperature once it dips below 40 degrees. Chris Oldham is a battery tech with AAA.
Electric vehicles, when it's cold out, they lose about half their percentage of batteries. So if you're going to go for long trips, you need to stop and definitely charge them back up.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 127, the NASDAQ off 193, the S&P minus 43. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.